Welcome to the With Ease podcast, everyone. Here is another episode of some pieces of thought from my mind and heart to yours. This episode, we talk about the power of presence when it comes to feeling fulfilled in life. We talk about my own journey with binge eating and how these once important practices for my healing journey are now deep spiritual lessons in my day-to-day life. And I hope again that this episode will leave you feel more human and more okay with your humanness. So in my journey with binge eating disorder, I've learned many lessons that I now see applying to the bigger pictures of my life. The tools that help me escape this never-ending loop of cravings have become deep spiritual practices. And today I want to do a little storytelling with you. Stories are actually one of my favorite things in the world, and the people who inspire me the most are often great storytellers. Stories are helpful because they create a mental image and provide context for the messages we want to share. We can sink deeper into the meaning of the actual words when we have an example of them being implemented. It's similar to learning a new language, right? It's much easier to remember a word when we make a sentence out of it. It suddenly becomes more alive. So about 5-6 years ago, food was always on my mind. From waking up until I went to bed, I thought about what to eat, when to eat, what not to eat, and when not to eat. Constant food-shaped chatter in my head. And at some point, which is a story for another time, I found an amazing binge eating recovery program, and I signed up, and it totally changed my life. From wanting to perfect my eating and having so many rules and restrictions, which caused deep pressure inside of me, I moved to a life of allowance almost overnight. Through the support of the program, I dove in headfirst, trying something completely different and trusting the process because I kind of have to. And suddenly, I could eat what I wanted, when I wanted it, and how much I wanted. So I bought cheese and bread, which was something that I had been trying to stay away from for years, and allowed myself to completely indulge. The only rule that I had for myself was this. You can only eat while being present. No phone, no television, no slacking in front of the TV, which was something I was doing all the time. And as it turns out, my body actually lets me clearly know when it has had enough. Being present with my food allowed me to feel so much more fulfilled at the end of a meal. And like before, I had been eating bent forward, immersed in a binge-worthy series. And isn't this word play interesting? For years at that point, only to alternate it with socially focused dinners with family and friends. So most of the time, I would finish my plate, already craving dessert or snacking a few hours later. And this feeling of seeking fulfillment in the next thing was so strong. But when I ate with focus on what I was actually eating, I needed way less and recognized that I didn't need all that food afterwards. It didn't even feel good. And now years later, as I feel very comfortable in my relationship with food now, I still hold this practice as sacred. Yes, I do eat in front of television. But I make sure that I pay attention to my food now and my body as I'm eating. This practice has spread to multiple areas in my life, I would say. How different it feels when I purchase a dress and take my time to think about it before, then try it on, then decide actually whether I want to buy it or not. I actually enjoy the purchase much longer than when I mindlessly scroll through Vinted buying 10 things in a row. Or when I purchase a coffee in a cafe and savor the first sip with my eyes closed. Or when I take the time to consciously plan my next holiday and appreciate the beauty of the moments. We need presence for fulfillment. With presence comes the deepening of our experience, which is what we seek in anything we set out to do eventually. We want to deeply experience this life. We yearn to be moved, and through this conscious practice, we can allow the deepening to take place within ourselves. It's scary for me to think that we could potentially spend a lifetime running after the next thing or worrying about the previous thing, and suddenly we find ourselves at the end of the line, having missed the whole event. So let us take these little moments throughout our day to look around and notice the flowers next to our front door. To become acutely aware of the understanding that all of it is a gift. Presence is about not taking the obvious things for granted, as well as really savoring the moment. Understanding that it's all ending, and yet it's here now, for us to truly, truly enjoy. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you and speak to you soon again. Bye bye.